Israeli medical officials say at least 45 people were killed Friday in a stampede at an overcrowded Jewish religious festival in northern Israel. Tens of thousands of ultra-Orthodox Jews had attended celebrations. Witnesses say the stampede began when large groups of people tried to exit a narrow tunnel-like passage. People began falling on top of each other near the end of a walkway as they descended slippery metal stairs. About 150 people were injured in what's being described as one of Israel's deadliest civilian disasters. The U.S. says India received the second of at least three emergency shipments on Friday. A United States Air Force plane landed near the capital, New Delhi, carrying crates of medical supplies, including oxygen cylinders. It comes a day after the State Department said the U.S. would send more than $100 million worth of supplies to India to help combat a surge in COVID-19 cases and deaths. India on Friday posted another global record for daily coronavirus infections, pushing worldwide cases past 150 million in a pandemic that has killed almost 3.2 million. AFP reports the number of new daily cases globally has more than doubled since mid-February in an explosion of infections blamed in part on new COVID-19 variants, but also on failure to follow virus restrictions. The countries with the highest total number of cases are the United States, India, and Brazil. The continent seeing the bulk of new daily cases is Asia, driven largely by a devastating wave in India, which has overwhelmed hospitals and crematoriums. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Afghan officials say a huge car bomb killed at least 30 people and injured dozens more Friday in eastern Afghanistan. A government spokesman says it appeared to target a politician's home not far from a hospital. It's not immediately clear who's behind the blast. Violence in Afghanistan has escalated in recent weeks after U.S. President Joe Biden announced the U.S. would withdraw troops by September 11th to end two decades of foreign military presence. Some U.S. personnel and NATO-aligned troops began the departure process this week. The Kremlin accused Washington on Friday of fueling tensions with what it calls unfriendly actions after the U.S. embassy in Moscow said it was cutting staff and will stop processing visas for most Russians. The embassy says it's in response to new Russian law imposing limits on how many local staff can work at foreign diplomatic missions. That means Russians who are not diplomats or green card seekers will no longer be able to apply inside their own country for visas to visit the United States for tourism and other reasons. They will have to make such applications in a third country. Russia claims the U.S. isn't fully staffing diplomats, and Washington still has room to add more workers. The U.S.'s top diplomat, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, will visit Ukraine next week in a show of support after a recent buildup of Russian troops along the country's borders. Russia in recent weeks had deployed up to 100,000 troops near Ukraine's borders and in Crimea, raising concerns of a major escalation. But last Friday, Moscow announced that it had started withdrawing its armed forces, with Kiev and NATO welcoming the announcement. Blinken's May 5th and 6th visit will include a visit with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. And California's Disneyland is reopening Friday after being closed for more than a year. The Disney theme park will allow limited capacity after the state's strict coronavirus rules kept its doors shut for 13 months. But no hugs or handshakes with Mickey Mouse. And Southern California's Disneyland is only welcoming state residents for now. Governor Gavin Newsom says he hopes to broadly reopen the state in mid-June. Neighboring Pakistan with India says it has thousands of people on oxygen support at hospitals, with the number of serious ill patients quickly increasing. A government health official said Friday the next few weeks will be critical and its health system will not hold up if the disease is allowed to spread rapidly. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.